Good morning, Wilkerson. All together. Good morning. Oh, that wasn't good enough. Good morning. All right.
I still wasn't good enough.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Why are we talking to a bunch of little sissies?
One more time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There. I love that so much. Some of us older adults would say we haven't had our coffee yet. You boys like that yet. Jumping. All right. Remember the Psalms? Which one we're ready for? Don't you have a Bible? Get your Bible on? Sebastian? Okay, I had some homework for you this morning. Did you write in class? And I hope you have. Why don't we take a prayer request or two? We're ready for Psalm 111, I believe.
That's correct, Dalton.
Not either. I believe it's 111. He had 110. Any prayer requests, please? Yeah, I picked the whole sweat in this one. Yes. Lloyd and Jessica. Raja in India. Some of the others in the church in Mexico. Enrique and Rosie. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, it's a blessing to gather together again. Receive the brothers and sisters to be encouraged, edified, and strengthened. Lord, we ask your protection upon Christians everywhere that serve, seek you with their whole heart. We ask your blessing on them, and we want to have fellowship, Father, with your people in this our youthful day, in this time of liberty that we still have to serve you, to publicly acknowledge you, give you glory. Father, we pray that our hearts will be turned to you today and all days, every day, Father. Bless the youth among us, bless the girls too. Father, we would do like that song, remember our Creator. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 111. Follow along. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. He will delight exceedingly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. I wanted to mention, follow along closely, because I'm going to ask you to give a title, a good, simple title to this psalm, what it talks about. So look at what it's talking about, and pick out a phrase, a little short phrase in here, that you think would be the title of this. We'll start over again. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. He will delight exceedingly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Glory and riches shall be in his house. This is Psalm 112, the Masoretic. You have the King James. Verse 3, glory and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness continues unto ages of ages. Find it there, Sylvester. There you go. 4, for the upright, light springs up in the darkness, for he is merciful, compassionate, and righteous.
A good man is compassionate and lends. He will manage his words with judgment, for he shall be unshaken forever. A righteous man shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid because of an evil report. His heart is prepared to hope in the Lord. His heart is established. He is not afraid as he surveys his enemies. He dispersed. He gave to the poor. His righteousness continues unto ages of ages. His horn shall be exalted with glory. The sinner shall see this and be angry. He shall gnash his teeth and be consumed. The desire of sinners shall perish. Okay, what's your guess for the title? What would you just say? Title, real short title.
Blessed is the man who fears the Lord.
Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. That's good. Make it even shorter. There you go. The man who fears the Lord. Someone else. That wasn't the only one that you could put for a title here. The righteous man's fruit. Is that right? Yes. Or just a righteous man. What else do you see? There's another one, yeah, at least. I thought of those too, those ones you gave me already. But there's another one. You can't get it, we'll ask the adults. Heart is established. It's a little bit more complicated than the just simpler. Title. You talked about the righteous man. You talked about the man who fears the Lord. But what's another?
The desire of sinners.
No, that really doesn't describe the whole chapter. What is the whole chapter is talking about? A good man. A good man. Yes, very good. That's what it was there. That's what it's talking about, the whole chapter. A good man. Man who fears the Lord. Man who is righteous. He will delight exceedingly in his commandments. You think of a psalm there? It says that about something about delighting in the law of the Lord. What psalm is that? You all memorized already. Delighting in the law of the Lord and in His law that he meditated. Psalm 1, Jacob. Yeah. All right, so we'll turn to a few of these passages here. Micah, would you get Hebrews 13, verse 6? When I call out that reference, I want you to give it to me. Hebrews 13, 6. Roger. Second Corinthians 9:7. Blake, I'm going to pick on the older ones here, unless there's one left for you. Sylvester, Luke 11. Luke 11, in the New Testament. And Jaden, Luke 6, verse 35.
compassionate
and manners. Let's have Luke 11, verse 11. Or there, if you have yours, Jacob, Luke 6, 35. Go ahead and read that loud and clear. Why don't you stand up and read it? Just stand up where you're at and read Luke 11. But Luke 6, verse 35.
But love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be the sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and evil.
Okay, put emphasis on love your enemies, do good, and what?
Lend.
Lend. Jesus talking about it. Good man, you did that. Love your enemies, do good, and lend. Luke 11, verse 11. Maybe Sylvester, you don't have it yet. Why don't we just have Rain say it then? Luke 11, verse 11.
Now suppose one of you fathers is asked by his son for a fish. Will he not give him a snake instead of a fish? He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he?
Did I give you the wrong one? Oh, verse 5. Yeah, verse 5 is the one I wanted.
Then he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him at midnight and says to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves.
Keep on.
For a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him.
Go on.
And from inside he answers and says, do not bother me. The door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs.
Okay. If someone's asking, friend, lend me 3 loaves. And he gets up and he gives it to him. We're called to lend. Do good and lend, even though it's unhandy and it's a bother. This man is in bed with his children. Oh, I just love to go to bed right now with my little baby girl. It's so such a snuggly feeling. Little girl just trusting her parents. Think they're having to get out of it and lend a needy person something. Jesus tells us to do that. It's about being a good man. Let's go on down here to how he, verse 6, he shall be unshaken forever. Verse 7, he shall not be afraid because of an evil report. His heart is prepared and hope in the Lord. His heart is established. He is not afraid as he surveys his enemies. Micah, you have Hebrews 13. So that verse, stand up and read it.
So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
Very good. That's a quote from Psalm 121, I believe. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I like the wrong man. About where that's a quote from. It is also a quote from the Old Testament. So continue on here. He dispersed, verse 9, he dispersed. What does dispersed mean? He dispersed. He spread out, yes. He gave to the poor. His righteousness continues unto ages of ages. His horn shall be exalted with glory. Roger, stand up and read your Corinthians verse.
Yeah. Each one must do as he has purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves the cheerful giver.
Keep on.
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have abundance for every good deed.
Keep on.
As it is written, he scattereth abroad, he gave to the poor. His righteousness endures forever.
Does that sound like what we just read? Like Micah gave the definition of dispersed. He spread out. He dispersed abroad. He gave to the poor. Scattered abroad. He gave to the poor. And his righteousness endures forever. That's a good thing. It just follows him. His righteousness. You can sit down. That's a direct quote of the Apostle Paul quoting Psalm 111, verse 9. Verse 10, the sinner shall see this and be angry. He shall gnash his teeth and be consumed. The desire of sinners shall perish. Do you have a verse for that? Gnashing his teeth. When a sinner sees this, he'll be angry and gnash his teeth. Jay, you have a verse. Your verse. Which was your verse? I really did not get that to you. I didn't give it to anybody. Yours is Luke 6:35. Okay, that means I missed one. Well, turn to Luke chapter 13. That was the one I needed for you, Blake. Luke 13, verse 28. Verse 27 says, and he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourselves being thrown out. I'll say it. The sinner shall see this. They'll be angry. They'll be gnashing teeth. Just, why? Why didn't I do better? Why didn't I change that? All right. Well, God bless you as you strive to be good men. You ladies, to be a virtuous and good woman. Next week's assignment, simply read your little chapter, read the next psalm, and come with a verse memorized out of it. Any of the verses there. Don't get you. Just come with a verse memorized that you choose. Okay, we're ready for your assignment. And what was your assignment? Listen. Choose somebody from history or the scriptures that knew the truth and fell away. Is that right? Left the truth and fell away from the truth. I'm ready. Come up here.
First one.
This is message to Sardis in Revelation 2:3.
Louder and clearer.
Revelation 2:3, the message to Sardis. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen the things that remain, which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. So they had fallen away, and here they were. In Revelation, it's telling them to wake up and strengthen themselves and keep following.
You can go back. You can just go back. All right, so you're done.
Obi Phillips was a.
What's his name?
Obi Phillips was a. Anabaptist leader, and he had converted many people, but after a while he fled to Germany and they didn't know what was going on, and then after a few years they found out that he had fallen away.
He had fallen away. Alright. Go back.
Jesus said to his disciples that if you want to be a part of me, you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they all left except 12, and Jesus said to the 12, "Will you go out also?" And Peter said, "No, because you are the word to eternal life."
The Mennonites in Russia used to be Anabaptists and loved the truth, but soon they became only Mennonites. And they said, if someone leaves the church and doesn't want to be a Mennonite anymore, we are going to have to give him to the police to force him to change. Then one of the leaders grabbed Wilhelm Jensen and tore off his shirt and beat him as hard as he could. Then they threw him in jail and gave him a piece of firewood to sit on, but he was hurting too bad to sit down. That was in 1862.
Mm-hmm. That's really sad. Anabaptist descendants, the Mennonites, way back in 1862 already, were deciding to that if someone left them, they're just going to have to turn them over to the policemen or the Volost. I don't know how to pronounce that. They had that each community had their police force. And, people continue to do that today. When someone leaves their group, they beat them up spiritually and with words and slanders and all that. But back then, they were even doing it physically.
Revelation 2:1-5. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this, I know your deeds and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you left your first love. Therefore, remember where you have fallen and repent and do the deeds you did at first. They had been doing good first and then they started divorcing and remarrying.
I got Saul when he was first anointed king. He was a real good king in doing what God wanted him to do. Then God told him to destroy these people and kill and destroy everything in that land. And they only destroyed the worthless things and saved all the real good stuff. And then Saul became a real bad king and went on trying to kill David.
Mm-hmm. I might make a comment there on what Roger said, that the Ephesians didn't necessarily, it wasn't necessarily that they had to, it doesn't necessarily say that they divorced and remarried afterward. They left their first love for Christ and love for their fellow man, probably, and that could just be anything, any wrong attitude expressed. Not following Jesus. Okay, you older ones, older boys, yours was, I believe, the someone who had did not know the truth, but searched and found it. So come on up here.
Menno Simons was a Catholic priest, and he was training. His dad had him trained to be a Catholic priest, and he was being a priest. And then he got to read the Bible and found some flaws with the Catholic religion, and so he searched more for the truth. And then he finally left the Catholic Church and was baptized by O.B. Phillips, and then he was a good leader for the Anabaptists.
Ruth in the Bible was
She went with her sister-in-law to the away from her family and her people and her idols, and went to the land of Israel and followed the Lord.
I got a story about Dad. He was a little boy and he just grew up in the world, and then he started, he picked up the Bible and was starting to look at it when he got older, and he was wanting to find someone to follow, and then he found David, and they were looking around, going to churches and trying to find someone to follow, a church to follow, and then they started going street preaching, meeting and knocking on doors and preaching to people. And then 2002, I think it was, they started just meeting and went to church. I mean, made their own church and started going and meeting with each other.
I guess I got the lesson kind of confused. I got when someone saw the truth and decided to follow it even though no one would. And I thought about Joseph, about his brothers. They sold him to Egypt as a slave. And then even whenever he got there, the person that he was working for turned against him, and even then he stayed faithful to God.
You didn't get excited.
I thought about Peter Waldo when he was in the state church, and he was talking with some people, with some men, and suddenly one of the men fell down and died. That just made him think, and he started reading the Bible and going out and preaching and all, and he's got some other men with him, and they were preaching, but then the church said that he should stop, but he just kept on preaching. And so then the church excommunicated him, and so then they went preaching everywhere and spreading the gospel.
I may have gotten less confused. I think I got something with the little boy's head of the same subject, and it was that Solomon, though he acquired all this knowledge and was able to really have wisdom and write the psalm or write the proverbs and write this many things about many, many deep things of God. After all that, he fell away, and that's just really impressed, has always impressed me.
Okay. Faithful. We got some more.
No, right.
I thought about the rich young ruler. Just read it here. And someone came to him and said, "Teacher, what good shall I do to obtain eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." And he said to him, which ones? And Jesus said, "You shall not commit murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." And the young man said to him, "All these things I have kept what I am. What am I lacking?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. So kind of more along the lines of the little boy's assignment. But short notice, I guess.
I thought I probably would never known the truth, come to know the truth, if my parents hadn't found it first and showed us the way.
And Ruth, when she met Naomi and her husband and boys came away from Egypt, Israel, away from famine, and then her two sons married, and both of the sons died, and Ruth came back with Naomi and gave up all her idols and stuff and started following God.
Okay.
I heard a story about a man who was a drummer for execution for Anabaptists, and he was drumming for an execution, and he stood up for the man that was getting executed, and later he ran away, and he was put to prison, and he escaped and ran away to, but then he later became an Anabaptist and served the Lord.
Your assignment,
older boys, is this week. Think about a good man and come with one of those thoughts next week.